The Lord be with you.
We
are in a festive mood this morning. I hate to start off on kind of a sour note, but just so that we're all on the same page here, do you get a final score of the Beaver game? I think they're going to lose, everyone. It's not looking good, but so now that the bad news is out of the way, the rest of the service is going to be great, and we got great news. We have palm branches. That's signifying the victory that Jesus gives as he enters into Jerusalem. Today's Palm Sunday. But even more importantly, it's good news because of what Jesus is going to do in Jerusalem. See, he's going for a purpose, to die for the forgiveness of all people. Today you'll walk away with a perfect picture of God's love for you. Just a few announcements before we begin our worship this morning. Just want to highlight the Holy Week worship schedule. It's all in your bulletin this morning. Lots of you here, by the way. It's great to see such a large crowd on spring break as well. The first thing to share is that Maundy Thursday is the Seder meal at 6 p.m. here at Peace. It's an RSVP time activity here at Peace. So if you haven't RSVP'd and you'd like to go, please see Callie. Callie, raise your hand. She's in the back with the palm branch, waving up here. See her, because we have had some people cancel and we've filled in some slots, but we're full at this moment, I believe. But if you do want to go, talk to Callie. Good Friday is at 7 p.m. The worship is at 7 p.m. And then Easter morning, there's the sunrise service at College United Methodist at 7 a.m. with our Easter service here at Peace at 10 a.m. And I would suggest you get here early next Sunday. It'll be packed. We'll have seats available for everyone here at Peace. But do come early to reserve seating for you and your family. And then finally, one more announcement about our schedule coming up. Jim Ogilvie's memorial service is going to be Saturday, April 7th. Saturday, April 7th. At 11 a.m. here at Peace. Excellent. All right, Todd.
All right, I want to bring everybody up to speed on what's been going on at Church Council. We've been talking about expanding the parking lot. We talked about that a little bit in January at the annual meeting. And right now, we have a bid from an engineer to create a engineering plan for the parking lot. We do not have a bid for the actual construction yet, but we are trying to get a ballpark on what that would be. So what I would like to do is in 2 weeks have a church meeting where we can sit down and talk about what we have planned and what we would like to do on our way to the parking lot if that's where we still want to go. So basically, this is the announcement that in 2 weeks we're going to have a church meeting, probably in the fellowship hall after church, where we're just going to sit down and talk about the parking lot. And I want to hear everybody's opinions, and we'll kind of make a game plan for that. If you have any questions about that in the meantime, just feel free to ask me. Thanks.
And Sally's got some important announcements, too, about the week ahead.
I know you're all tired of seeing me up here, so I'll try not to come for a couple months. First of all, if you have plastic eggs that are filled with the Easter candy, could you please bring them back by next Sunday? If you can bring a lily up for the front of the church, that would be great. We decorate the front of the church with lilies. If you can bring a snack for snack time, that would be great too, just finger foods. And then also our cross, the picture's up here, if you can bring some flowers for the cross, that would be great. Now you don't need to do everything, you can pick and choose. If you want to bring stuff for everything, that would be great. But the cross, we put a picture up here so that you can see what it looks like. It is beautiful. If you bring fresh cut flowers, we'll put them on the cross. Jerry and Joyce Holroyd will decorate it. Flowers can come between noon on Friday or so, and then 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then they'll decorate for you. If you can't do it then you can put your own flowers in the cross. It's beautiful. It is a great place to have family pictures taken. So if your family's going to be here, or just a couple of you, or whatever, feel free to take all the pictures you want in front of our cross. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Sally. And then this morning is Palm Sunday. Usually our tradition at Peace is to right away in the front of the service just all come forward for the procession. This time we're going to have the gospel reading first. And then after I've read the gospel and we have a few readings, we'll have our opening hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And at that point, you are invited to come forward and place your palm branch gently, gently being the operative word, into the container up front. And there's two of them that we have up here. And so we'll follow Karen's lead and Carol's lead, placing those palm branches into the containers during our opening hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. I think that does it for our announcements. God's blessings on your worship today as we let Jesus enter into our presence to give us good news. Let us rise for our invocation and opening sentences.